control. It is the year plus 75. After forgetting the password 22 times, the AI known as Olio has locked down the library for a year now. The scientists at the Addition Institute believe the weakening condition of humans is due to a simple missing file. Assumingly, some procedure had gotten automated at hospitals, but the record for what that was has been long lost. So, we find our adventurers, the Tingle Force, ready to infiltrate the library.
Did you say if there was anyone guarding near the entrance at all?
Not only is there no one guarding the entrance, like, this mission of yours is so abandoned that, nobody even wants to try it. Tingle Force is the only team that would even take this on. It's sort of a lost cause. There's, like, graffiti on the building. You see a lizard run by. Like, this is abandoned. Grass growing over fences and stuff. Because as you walk in the door, you see what is called a Lumberbot. This is a sort of bear-robot hybrid. And it is walking around, patrolling the middle of the hallway. You shout to each other, which does not set off an alarm, but certainly sets off a small sensor you guys are aware of, that volume levels are up. You get the sense as agents that this has nothing to do with any sort of security protocol. Like, nothing's going off.
Is there any way I can investigate the light?
Sure. If you want to climb on top of one of the bookshelves, you would be able to see if you can get it open, and we'll just roll a contest to see if you do. I, however, will give you advantage if you investigate the bookshelf on top of the bear, which is slightly broken. However, you will have to roll a contest against the bear itself to see if you don't disturb it.
Well, is it possible that Luna can go up to the bear that's underneath the bookshelf, and isn't her power to put it to sleep with that perfume?
Yeah.
Luna, you go knock that bear out, girl.
Yes. Rock that perfume.
So you go up. Is that what you guys are going to do?
Yeah. If Luna wants to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you set off the perfume right in its face, and the bear is out. And that's pretty inventive, so I will tell you what the light does.
Yeah.
The light is a library protocol anti-
You broke the one rule.
Shouting mechanism meant to keep people from whispering in the library.
Oh, that's funny.
Should
that
it
is
go
so
off
creative.
Four times.
I should have known.
This is a library. And so, should it go off four times, the library's security protocols will go off.
No.
And you guys will be...
whatever will I do?
Many things. You know, to be honest, it's administrative. You could get your library card revoked.
No.
You could get kicked out of the library.
May I ask something of Control?
Control.
Does the silence... I forgot what the one weapon is called.
Silence paper?
Does the silence paper work on our voices? Can it work on our voices?
Yes.
I don't know how useful that would be, though.
But
specifically, it does, yeah.
I you can't move when we use it, though, Lily.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. It was just something I was wondering about.
Well, you could set up, like, a little plan center if things are going on. If you can do it quick enough, you could communicate something silently. That's definitely a use of it, because you guys will be able to hear each other, but no one else will.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering about.
You could do that. But you can't. It's not like... like a shield. You couldn't just set up the paper and then waddle around. The idea is that the paper is very delicate. You wouldn't want to move with it and break it, in other words.
So we'd have to make sure whenever you use it that you're able to stay still for however long it takes, that you're in a position to not have to move.
Right. From now on, we just yell in ASMR.
All the yelling!
What's everybody else doing? So I'm going to make that your only two investigations, since you guys said that you were going off in two and two.
Okay.
So what are the other... I'll give the other two actions as well in this room. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to investigate anything, or do you want to keep moving?
I was thinking if there were any books of note on any of the bookshelves. Otherwise,
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of books, to be honest, because it's so jam-packed. You try and read, like, the spines on the few physical books that are there, but printing has gotten so elaborate that, like, there could be a 300-page book, and it's no bigger than, you know, a car manual. So you really can't see the side. You're meant to use Oleo to find all your books, so you don't know what you're pulling out.
I didn't quite catch that.
So you're meant to use Oleo to find books.
Okay.
So you really can't see the spines of the books. It's meant for the robot AI to go and pull the book out for you.
All right.
So you
can't even, it's like a directory.
But you can pull a book out. What was that?
Okay. So I was going to ask if he's like a directory.
He is nothing more than a simple AI. Like, he has no powers beyond the fact that he runs the library, but people lost his password, so now you're locked out of the library, which is one of his functions. He is pretty much a card catalog that goes and gets your books.
Okay.
But you can pull out books on your own. Yeah.
I could pull out books.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe there's something else of note. If we were to look around, I don't know if there's any computers or...
There are several, like, Oleo access points, but on this floor, none are working. Like, there's little...
Yeah, I think we should continue on.
To ask Oleo something, but on this floor, they're all out.
Maybe we should just press on.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Let's go.
So, floor two. So the intel on floor two says that there were two people locked in to the library when this started, an intern and an old man. A recon team months ago came in and took photos. They are living in this little corridor. On the map is where they generally set up, like, their little sleeping bag. The old man has taken sort of the bigger books and laid something out, and the intern has kind of shockingly made a bed out of ripped books. And that's where they kind of set themselves up. So do you guys just want to walk in and see what's up?
Or I think so. Or one of us could scope it out while the others approach.
They don't seem like we should be worried, right? So we could just walk in and talk to them.
I was thinking the same thing.
This door, unlike the one in the front, is not really a door. You're able to walk up the stairs, and kind of as you walk up the stairs,
then I think one of us should stay back.
Not
and the
a
other
lot of
three
cover,
should approach.
But someone could get in. Like, there's no door in itself. It's just an opening.
Okay.
Where it's at.
Okay.
I'll stay back with my fetid feet, water gun, in case something else comes up behind us, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, let's inquire about their stay here.
So the plan is just to walk up to one of them or just to walk in and ask what's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody roll passive health. except for who's at the door again?
Lilybet.
Lily, so you're fine. You're not actually in this encounter. But everybody else roll passive health.
Okay. Shani,
what did I have?
On a four.
Shani rolled a 6.
4. Okay, thank you.
And I have to roll for Luna as well, who has a 17. Okay. Oh. So, Caitlin, you got a 4. And Luna, you got a 17. So, you guys are all grabbed by this old man who kind of chucks you onto his books for. 2 damage, sorry, Caitlin. He puts his finger up to his mouth in a symbol I'm sure you guys are familiar with, which is a shushing symbol. His finger is up to his mouth and is shushing you. And he kind of puts a lot of books over you, and you hear a pretty muffled conversation between him and another person. And then he comes back and talks to you.
Who are you three? What are you even doing here?
We came to save you guys and get you out of here.
I knew they'd send someone eventually. Look, the intern's gone nuts. You know how excited kids get about their first job. They get a little bit of power, and they love it. They want to enforce rules. Well, imagine that times like a million, okay? He is so crazy about this job, and as soon as Olio turned, he's pretty much the head minion around here. You gotta be aware that the security bots, all they're supposed to do is kind of gently push you out the door, but Olio's modified them. If you guys make too much noise, you'll be fighting an army commanded by that kid.
Okay.
Do you have weapons or something?
Sounds like we need Lilibet again.
Lilibet is currently unaware of what's going on because she's by the door.
I know, that's the thing.
So, Lily, what you see is the conversation, as soon as it happens, you kind of jet up against the wall, and you hear it. And the content of it is that he drops some books again, and he starts to yell at him. And the intern has his back to you and is sort of slowly sauntering towards his little area at the end of the hall.
Okay, but his back is still turned.
Yeah.
Alright. How far is Lilibet from me, like us?
Each of the bookshelves are roughly like you have 5 feet within them. So, and it's like 5 feet in between them in that middle aisle. Mm-hmm. So, given the door, she's like 5 feet.
Is that close enough to do silence paper for her, or no? Like in that area for her to get close to the intern?
You'd have to roll pretty good, but if you were to like set it up quick enough, your area would be fine, and she'd just have to try and get, like, it would be really hard to get, you'd need a perfect roll, in other words, to get the 10 feet between her and him.
Mm-hmm.
But you could set it up that if she manages to sneak over in time, it would be silent in his little area, or, you know, you're going to have to chance it in Control's opinion.
I like that
opinion.
Idea.
I'll chance it and get Control's opinion.
So in Control's opinion, you can either move towards the door and silence her approach, or move a little bit towards the intern and silence her attack.
I'm going to move a little bit towards the intern and silence her attack.
Okay, cool. So okay. Roll a d4 and tell us what that is.
Yep, hold on. Let me... Oh, okay, I swear it actually is a 4.
And the d8?
All right, let me... that's a 4 as well.
Cool. So Ty goes to the runner. And yeah, it's perfectly silent right by him. And
yes.
You actually see him take a footstep, and the perplexing sensation of not hearing his own footstep causes him to pause and kind of play with the floorboard as if something's wrong with it. It's on you, Lily.
All you, Lily.
Okay. So I am sneaking up behind this intern.
And what's your plan?
I'm sorry?
What's next?
I am going to draw my fetid feet water gun, and I'm going to shoot at his feet.
So,
redundant, I know.
This will be a challenge roll because of the approach, because I'm going to assume you're going to try and shoot, like, as soon as you get into that, circle. So,
yes.
Roll a d10 so we can see that.
Oh, it is a 5.
Okay, and now roll another d10 to try and beat it.
That's a 3.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
So, he does, unfortunately for you, that distance is so short that, like, it doesn't even come close to him, and he's still kind of wondering about his foot. But you are now just in this silent realm, kind of standing there, looking at the others like,
I done goofed. I suppose.
She done goofed. What's everyone else's plan?
Is it possible for Luna to get close enough without him hurting her to use the perfume control?
Yeah.
So the virtue of the perfume is you will be subject to someone's attack once you get in front of them. But at the same point, if you get in front of them, they're going down. So the only challenge would be getting in front of him. You'd need him to turn around because he's right at the edge. Essentially, Lily is on one side of this radius you've created and the intern is on the other. So if she goes in front of him right now, where
would
he's
I
facing,
be able to create a distraction?
You'll be out
or
of the,
what Shani was
of the
suggest.
Circle and he'll hear you when you approach. If you get him to turn around, all you'll be subject to is
yeah,
whatever
am I able to
alarming attack he has,
zip line
whatever that may be.
A bookshelf and kind of knock some books down to distract him out of the way.
That's the nature of being attacked.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Caitlin, is there any way you could do something with your zip line to like get him to turn around?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say you're going to have to get onto the bookshelf that is his north wall.
Maneuver.
And
yeah,
you could, in theory, like kind of zip yourself right over Link with the grappling hook style.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Right in front of him. And then it would have to be
I will be the sacrifice with my 4 passive health to touch him.
Like, you'd be exposing yourself, or you can kind of sneak around him and do like a tap on the shoulder to get him to turn around as you zip line between the bookshelves.
I was just thinking someone should touch him to get his attention.
Yeah.
You could even pretend like you're looking for something just to confuse him more. I don't know. Like you're some person confused.
Yes, I would love to zip past him
control,
and tap him.
He'd know he's the only 2 people in this library. He'd freak out.
I was going to say, he's going to be like, where did this random person come from?
Yeah. It was just a thought that was coming across my head. Okay, scrap that.
Oh
so
my
is that
goodness.
The plan is to zip past
what would you guys
him?
Like me to do?
Tap him on the shoulder. Okay, so.
Oh my goodness.
You're going to roll a d20. And I'm going
to
tell you
I'd like
what
immobilize
you need to attach
him,
to in order to make it work. So. Hachi machi. That's a critical 20, so do whatever you want.
Yay. Whatever you want.
Yes,
you have unlimited power.
Let's do that. Luna knocks him out, and I distract and tap.
So you're just going to straight up attack him? Is the plan to, like, kick him?
Maybe like, zip by him and, like, tap him on the shoulder so he turns around so Luna can, like, knock him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So first the zip will happen, which happens successfully, and then the plan is to use the spurfume to... Or the fetid feet. What are we doing?
Luna's perfume. So the spurfume. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Let's roll. Let me figure out how I want to do this here.
Luna, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say he's distracted and he turns around. And let's just do a contest to see his reaction time, to see if he has any time to, like, set stuff off. Oof. So, let's roll a, let's just do a d20 contest and see what happens with his reaction time. We'll see what happens. So you got a 1 and he got a 10. So I'd say this happens, you zip across, tap him on the shoulder, he turns around.
Okay.
You set off a match right in front of him of the spurfume, but at the same moment he clicks his wrist. It looks like he's typing in a sequence because you did write type of knock him out right away, but it also looks like he didn't finish that sequence. However, you do see 2 lights light up library, so you guys have 1 left. It's clear to you that he has a plan to set off the security bots and make the library attack you.
We're terrible ASM artists.
No. We need to be confident in the Tingle Force. We are strong together. We will band together. We will overcome this.
The old man comes up to you and says, I recommend you read up on this place. I don't know too much about it. Honestly, I'm one of those old people that goes to a library.
Do we bid him farewell, or do we bring him along with us for the ride?
I hope he's special agents from the government. But otherwise, I can't do much other than tell you to watch out for yourselves. Now, I know for sure Oreo's on the top floor.
Can't relate with you, sir.
And he sort of saunters off. He's just sort of standing there. It's whatever you want. It seems like he'll do whatever you need of him.
But the intern is knocked out now.
Can we take it?
Yeah, he's knocked out cold. Okay, you guys have this floor secure.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, is there any way to disable whatever is on the intern's wrist and make it where...
Hey, that's what I was going to ask, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, can we take his wristwatch?
But control will let you know the only way is, yeah, you can take it, but I think you guys can guess how you get it. You gotta rip his arm off. Like,
cut his arm off.
Yeah, you guys are special agents. Like, you're definitely trained in some crazy stuff.
I'll rip his arm off.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna roll a contest to see if you rip a limb off. Let me just get the dice ready.
See if we miss. Embrace your inner Hulk.
Inner Hulk.
Whoever's doing this?
Shanny.
So, Shanny, you have dice, right?
Yeah, I do. What do you want me to roll?
A d20.
Okay. Shake, shake, shake. 15.
Zip goes the arm.
Yes!
However, as you do that, you hear a in the arm coming off. And you see a light pop up above the library. And
I'm sorry.
Lily needs to roll passive health. Everybody else is fine.
So d20.
Okay, yeah, d20, please.
I have an arm, though, so...
I rolled yet another 6.
Okay, so that's 6. 2.
Oh, no.
Why am I rolling so awfully?
So, 6-2, and everybody else is still using the same that they rolled in with. So, everybody else is good. You see bookshelves kind of fold away, and in come what look like sort of shovels. They don't look very fast, but they're sort of padded, shovel-looking. Like big, like when you see a backhoe. And there's padding on them, but you can see that the intern has kind of ripped away some of the padding on some of them so that it would, like, be deadly force. And there are 4 of them at the edge of each of the aisles, and you 4 are sort of in the middle with all of these on every side. They are, however, blind. They don't have any communication with them, so they are looking for you and moving pretty slow. So right now they are unaware of you. They know that there's a security threat, however.
So they're using their hearing more so.
Hearing and sight. They're at the end of the if you look at the map, there's those 4 aisles.
Yeah.
There's 1 at the end of the aisles on the edge, and you 4 are in the middle.
Can I do anything with my arm watch?
Yeah, so I'm gonna roll just because I did not expect you to try and rip his arm off.
Oh, sorry.
Never underestimate Shanny.
So the way duo works a lot of times is everything you do takes time, and that's generally what's working against you more than real danger.
Me too.
Other RPG games. So I'm going to roll...
Tingle Force, activate.
Okay.
And it's a 4. I'm going to say you can shut down these robots in 4 turns, but you can't move. Everybody else will have to defend you for 4 turns.
Can you guys do that?
I will defend you with my life.
defend our honor.
For the Tingle Force.
Tingle Force. Your control will go. Let's get him. Tingle Force. Okay. I usually say that before secret missions. We might have to get a pump up. Might need to have a regular name and a pump up name. But yeah, let's get him, Tingle Force.
Insert Mission Impossible music. Dun dun dun.
Don't worry. We've got music loops. There's for sure an intense but soft music going on right now.
So immersed. Okay. So I like that.
What is everyone doing?
Playing with my limb.
So yeah, you're decoding. You won't be able to move.
Yep.
I am probably going to take the front of the line of us wandering around, since I do have the water gun. Like, the only offensive weapon. Well, no, I wouldn't say it's the only offensive weapon. It is an offensive weapon, though, so I guess I'm going to scout out the closest target. Assuming it's wise to maybe shoot them.
Control. It will be shut down by your fetid feet, so you just need to be within range. I'd say if you go into the aisles where they can't see you right now, there's about 10 feet between them, you would be within 10-foot range once you get into their line of vision, which is sort of just putting yourself right in the middle of the aisle. They are all equidistant.
So stay in the middle aisle to keep mostly out of their awareness range.
Yeah.
I will creep up the middle aisle then and get within 10 feet.
So do you want the one on, like, the top? There's, like, one in each aisle. Which aisle do you want? The one to your right? You know, there's, like, there's four aisles that you have, and you guys are right in the middle.
Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought I needed to wander down the middle.
So if you look at the map, there's the exit and the entrance, and there's the intern's little area, and then there's the old man's little area.
Yes.
And at the end of the rows on the outside, those are where these shovels are. And they can't see you. No, so the exits are clear. It's the edge of the map, to the right and to the left. There's one, there's two on the right and left. And they're sort of at the edge of the walls, so they can't see you guys standing right in the middle of the whole thing.
I'm gonna go towards the right.
So, towards the right and up or down?
Up.
Okay, so yeah, just roll a d10, roll a... Write a d4 and a d8 to do it.
Oh, you want me to roll a d4 and a d8?
You got this.
I didn't realize I needed this.
Yes.
Hold on. Or whatever. Hold on. I have to. These are new weapons. Okay, fetid feet. No, sorry. Roll 2d10.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, me too. Control. Sorry.
All right. Rolling d10. Oh, I rolled a 3.
Okay. Now, that's the challenge one. Low is good. So roll another d10.
Okay, please. It's a 4.
Just barely. So you come out and you fire, and
can
the shovel
I
is,
zip
because
him
this,
towards
this
us and comfort him for
one,
just like one
like,
turn?
Like a pneumatic device that sends it forward. It just shuts down. You do, however, hear the old man crawling back from his little area in fear.
Thing. Maybe someone could tell him it's okay.
Okay.
I love that. Yes, you can absolutely Spider-Man him closer to you. Okay, so I'm gonna roll a d20. Yeah, so he has crawled to the edge of the aisle, and you, as he's sort of out of the way, zip him right to you, and you see just the shovel edge of the shovel, like the little end of it, which this one is particularly sharp and gnarly. You can tell this was the one that the intern spent a lot of time making, like, deadly.
Okay.
It sort of stops right at the edge of it.
Okay.
But you do hear...
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The other robot across from it, to the west, sort of start to turn on as well.
Well, I'm comforting the old man, so I'm occupied.
Well, it's turn two, so we only need one more turn to survive.
You got this.
What's everyone's move? Okay, so who's last in the order?
I guess I, as Lilybet, will move on to the next,
shovels. They're just called shovels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will move on to the next shovel to take them out as well.
So the one in the intern's little area, if you look at the map, or the one that you just heard turn on, or the one that was creeping closer to you?
The one that's creeping closer.
Okay, so this is like the really gnarly one. So what's your plan here?
I feel like it's important to just at least immobilize them or take them out in some way with my flooded feet, since they are creeping closer.
Okay, cool.
They are the more immediate threat right now.
So, you can try and hit it from where you are, but because it's barely sticking out, that's going to be tough. You're going to have to get in the middle of it.
Okay. I would like to maneuver myself closer to them.
Okay, cool. Roll a 2d10 for me, and I'm going to roll four the shovels who take an action.
All right, first roll is a 6.
So Ty goes right to the runner, and you get real close to this. You get real close to this pretty gnarly looking thing that has like hooks and chairs and weird stuff attached to it too. And it stops right in front of you.
Yes,
as you knock it out and immobilize it. However, as you do that, right behind you, you feel a thud as a. You get hit for 7 damage from the one opposite you. However, that is the fourth turn, and suddenly you hear a happy exclamation, and the other robot shuts down as well. And
yay.
They all sort of go dim.
I high five my limb.
How much health do I have left?
Who's who?
I'm Lilybet.
Okay.
Since I was hit.
Yeah. Lily, it's not great. So, you started with what? 2?
Oh, wait, am I out?
Yeah, you are knocked out. So, control here. What we're gonna do is roll 3 d20 contests. If you succeed, You can wake up if you succeed on the first 2. But if you don't succeed, Control will save you, but he'll take you to a hospital.
No.
Which is not here.
It was nice being a part of the Tinkle Force.
No, Lily, we need you. You have the only weapon.
So, this podcast is brought to you by Soundbite. SoundByte. Soundbite is micro-podcasting, soon to have a lot of ASMR on it. If you enjoy podcasts, if you enjoy just audio in general, go download Soundbite, SoundByte, and look for that beautiful big turquoise microphone. Duo is a collaborative podcast, and the game itself, Duo, is open source. For all the details and to see all the collaborators, plus the rules, go to duothegame.com or check the description for links to all of our pages.